It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. North Texas suburbs keep on growing. That's according to the latest U.S. Census Bureau data. Frisco and McKinney were two of the country's fastest growing cities with a population larger than 50,000. Between 2015 and 2016, Frisco grew by 6.2%, or more than 9,000 people. McKinney grew by 5.9%, nearly 10,000 people. Lloyd Potter is the Texas state demographer. He says the state's growth comes down to affordability.
And most of their growth is going to be from in-migration, meaning people moving from mostly from other places in the United States and Texas into those cities.
Newcomers are coming thanks in part to corporate headquarters like Toyota relocating to North Texas. Former Census Bureau Director Steve Murdoch says the fact that Texas is importing a lot of its skilled workforce from other states suggests Texas is not doing enough to educate people already here. Murdoch directs the Hobby Center for the Study of Texas at Rice University.
What you're seeing is just phenomenal growth. I would argue that the biggest challenge is still to ensure that all Texans have the skills and education they need to be competitive.
Conroe is the fastest growing city in Texas and the country. In fact, four of the country's top five fastest growing cities are in Texas. Some of the world's top younger pianists are in Fort Worth. The 15th Van Cliburn International Piano Competition is underway. The Cliburn is held every 4 years. It received nearly 300 applicants for this year's competition. That's quite a jump from last time. About 150 were selected for live screening auditions in London, Hanover, Budapest, Moscow, Seoul, New York, and Fort Worth. 30 pianists from 15 countries are competing through June 10th in Fort Worth. Jacques Marquis heads the Cliburn. He told KERA's Lee Cullum on the TV program CEO that there's a reason for the increase in applicants.
We launched the junior competition. Then with the junior competition, 13 to 17 years old, the idea was to keep the Cliburn brand alive in the world. And we webcast also internationally the junior, but we webcast also our amateur competition. And we webcast also our Cliburn concerts. Then suddenly we increase our reach internationally.
You can watch the full interview with Jacques Marquis at KERA.org. Van Cliburn, the legendary pianist, died in Fort Worth in 2013. Cliburn received worldwide recognition after winning the first international Tchaikovsky piano competition in Moscow during the height of the Cold War. Today on Think, Chris Boyd talked with pianist Stuart Isikoff about what separated Cliburn from the rest of the competition.
So many pianists think that the way to impress an audience is to be very fast and very loud and show-offy, and that was never a part of Van's makeup. He played right from the heart, and in fact, when I went to Moscow and began asking some of the musicians there what was it that distinguished Van's playing, I spoke with Vera Gornostaeva, who died just about a year ago. She was a formidable, revered teacher at the Moscow Conservatory, and I asked her what made Van's playing special, and she just simply took her hand and pointed right at her heart. And that comes out in the music, in the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto, which was the other concerto that he performed in Moscow. That is a concerto that is fiercely difficult, and Rachmaninoff himself said there were too many notes in it. For Van to play it with the tenderness with which he played the music, and the musicality, and holding back on the speed, and making the content so much more important than, you know, mere filigree, that just distinguished his playing in a way that just set him above.
Stuart Isikoff is the author of When the World Stopped to Listen, Van Cliburn's Cold War Triumph and Its Aftermath. This episode of Think re-airs tonight at 9, and you can listen to the podcast at think.kera.org. The North Texas band Skinny Cooks may play jazz funk fusion, but oddly enough, at its center is a classically trained cellist. Breanne Sargent also plays bass and keyboard. She sings and co-writes the group's music, which is why Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks gave a listen for the latest Artist Spotlight, our weekly series of profiles of North Texas creatives.
Bach's Cello Suite in D minor. Classical cello is what Breanne Sargent learned at Booker T. Washington Arts Magnet. It's what she played with the Dallas Symphony's Young Strings program. It's what she studied at Interlaken, the esteemed arts academy in Michigan. But this is what the 29-year-old songwriter-musician plays today with her group Skinny Cooks. Sargent's jump from Bach to funk came late and a little sudden.
I didn't know anything about jazz when I was in college, like nothing. Like my sophomore year, my college buddies, they were like, who do you listen to? I don't know, Kenny G, that's jazz, right?
Sargent grew up in Pleasant Grove. Her father played drums in church. Her mother sang gospel. That and classical was pretty much all the music she knew. So her college buddies gave Sargent an immediate course in John Coltrane and Stanley Clarke. Soon after, Sargent picked up the electric bass.
I fell in love with it my senior year in college, so I've been playing it ever since.
Even so, Sargent's music training stands out. On stage, Skinny Cooks has a highly unusual setup. Sargent sits front and center playing keyboards, bass, and cello. Cello. There haven't been a dozen well-known jazz cellists in history, let alone a jazz-funk fusion cellist, who's also a singer-songwriter, bandleader. Then there's the music Sargent helps cook up for Skinny Cooks.
Have you met Miss Jones? Do you really know her?
A lot of the stuff that she writes doesn't even have like a jazz equivalent. Like that's not a real jazz chord. That's just crazy, you know. And so when we give the music, especially to guitar players, they're like, what? What is that?
Nigel Newton founded Skinny Cooks with Sargent and is the band's co-composer. The name comes from the saying, never trust a skinny cook. And the fact Sargent and Newton are both so rail thin, they look like cousins. While the two may look alike, they come from way different backgrounds. Sargent was classically trained. Newton got a degree from Boston's Berklee College of Music in jazz composition.
But it works well. We sort of fill in each other's gaps, and it's like a very good combination.
That combo clicked from the get-go. Newton visited Dallas in 2011 to see his ex, who turned out to be friends with Sargent. Newton plays vibraphone and keyboards, so he and Sargent started jamming, and that led to their first gig in Deep Ellum.
It's hard to explain, but the guy that was playing drums with us, he was like, what are the names of those songs? I don't know, we just kind of made all of these up. We had already written 6 songs together and we barely knew each other.
Their song styles vary wildly, but the Skinny Cooks' silky, quirky sound puts them someplace where Steely Dan meets Stevie Wonder.
'Cause you know how it is. 'Cause you know.
In the 5 years since Sargent and Newton teamed up, Sargent says they've written around 120 songs. Last year, they released a 5-song EP called Soul Token. Another EP is in the works, plus an animated video. And Sargent has made a big decision. She was getting enough work with Skinny Cooks, playing for other bands, and even at weddings. It was time, she says, to get out of her comfort zone once again.
Comfort is not something that one can keep when they're trying to achieve something bigger than them.
Sargent's become a full-time musician now, with all the financial risks that entails. In February, she quit her day job and data entry. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
As part of the Saluna Festival, Breanne Sargent performs in Dallas Dreams Big Tuesday at the Latino Cultural Center. Watch a video of Skinny Cooks rehearsing at artandseek.org/spotlight. And coming up tomorrow morning, one of the most controversial pieces of legislation to come out of Austin during the Texas legislative session is a bill on so-called sanctuary cities. The Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund is ready to fight it before it takes effect in September. Hear from the group's president, Thomas Sines, during the Friday conversation. That's tomorrow morning at 8:22 during Morning Edition. And for the evening, partly cloudy skies. Tonight, there should be a low around 75. Later on tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 93. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, low around 77. It's currently 90 degrees in Dallas, 91 in Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.